Summit tensions, Carroll deadline, and midterm emergency powers talk. A report that Trump threw a tablet across the Oval Office during a failed conference call with Emmanuel Macron and Justin Trudeau captures the undercurrent of friction running beneath the NATO summit's formal proceedings. Trump's relationship with Macron has long oscillated between performative warmth and genuine tension. Macron's unilateral diplomatic visit to Syria, not coordinated with Washington, is precisely the kind of allied independence the current administration has treated as disloyalty. Whether the incident occurred exactly as described, the structural tension it represents is real. Domestically, Trump claimed 422,000 people attended the Mall July 4th event before storms forced an evacuation, a figure contradicted by footage from when his delayed speech actually began, which showed sparse crowds. The pattern, large crowd claims, subsequent footage, public back and forth, has become a familiar feature of this political era. More consequential for governance, Florida attorney Peter Ticton is again urging Trump to declare a national emergency to seize federal control over 2026 midterm voting rules. This is reportedly the third time the proposal has circulated in Trump-adjacent circles. Ticton holds no official position, but the idea is recurring, surfacing and widening audience within the coalition 4 months before the midterms is a signal about where certain factions are heading. Two significant judicial developments landed on the same day. A judge upheld the jury verdict, finding Elon Musk defrauded Twitter investors by delaying disclosure of his stake above the 5% reporting threshold. Musk's legal team will appeal, but the district-level verdict stands. Separately, Trump asked the Supreme Court on Sunday, one day before a deadline, to block the $5.8 million payment stemming from the E. Jean Carroll sexual abuse verdict, filing an emergency application while his appeal proceeds. The court's response, or non-response, will signal where the conservative majority draws lines around presidential legal protection. District Judge Emmett Sullivan rejected Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche's attempt to dismiss a lawsuit over withheld Epstein records, allowing the case to proceed and maintaining public and legal pressure on the Justice Department to produce documents many believe contain significant information about broader networks. In Wisconsin, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy's son-in-law is splitting Trump-aligned Republicans in a congressional primary. A preview of coalition fractures that will repeat across August in swing states where MAGA family brands don't always align with local party structures.